Shalom, this is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I brought to you yesterday kind of an update on current events, and I really would like for you to let me know from the radio listening audience what you think about that. Do you want us to continue with that or not? Give us a telephone call and tell us you're listening. You probably will want to order as well the book that I'm teaching from this past week and this next week, The Authority of the Believer by John A. MacMillan. Now, that book, you might, of course, have first come into contact with it, as I did, from the foreword of Kenneth Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority. That introduced me. Brother Hagin wrote that book back in 1967, and millions of copies of that book have sold and affected lives and have affected nations. I know that it absolutely had to do with the fall of the wall in Berlin and with the coming out of the Soviet Union. And so in Brother Hagin's foreword, he wrote, "Back in the 1940s, I asked myself the question, do we have authority that we don't know about, that we haven't discovered, that we're not using? I had had little glimpses of spiritual authority once in a while. Like others, I had stumbled upon it and had exercised it without knowing what I was doing. I wondered, is the Spirit of God trying to show me something? So I began to study along this line, think along this line, feed along this line, and I began to see more and more light. An article in the Pentecostal Evangel prompted my study on the words power and authority. Then I came across a wonderful pamphlet entitled The Authority of the Believer by John A. MacMillan, a missionary to China and the Philippines as well, by the way, who later edited the Alliance Weekly. As a result of my studies, I concluded that we as a church have authority on the earth that we've never yet realized, authority that we are not using. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority, but before Jesus comes, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do." I came across a prophecy that Brother Hagin gave back in 1975 that is so thrilling on this subject, in which it goes into more detail, talking about a company that's going to rise up. I believe a part of our rising up is the rediscovery of the same pamphlet that inspired him, The Authority of the Believer by John A. MacMillan. We found it. It literally thrilled me and set me on a course of using my authority daily. And we got those reprinted. It had been in a book. We got it reprinted, The Authority of the Believer, and I'm happy to say that thousands of them have been put into your hands and others. You will surely want one of these copies, and you'll want it in your hand this very day. So you can call us, and for $8, we will send that to you. Our telephone number right here that you can call, and I'll give it to you again at the end of the program, is 1-800-972-3447. Now, in the preface of MacMillan's book, he writes, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. Unrest among the nations," he mentions. "Our wealth and social culture have not made us thankful to the giver of all good. Godlessness, which we've condemned in the Soviet Union," he points out. And he says these conditions, bless the Lord, to meet the situation, and he goes into detail, which I won't go into here, you all know it. You see it all around you every single day. You see the darkness that has increased upon this earth as evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Now, he says in his preface, "To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Think of that. We, you, me, we have an authority over the powers of the air, over the rulers, over the authorities, over the principalities and powers, that they must obey wherever challenged. His point is, are you challenging them? Do you know to challenge them? Perhaps you didn't know about this. They must obey you if you challenge them. And he calls our challenging of those evil authorities and evil spirits and evil powers, he calls that our ministry in the heavenlies. How did we get this ministry in the heavenlies? We got this ministry in the heavenlies, we are told. It's set forth so plainly in the book of Ephesians. We're to meditate the word of God, church. And a good place for you to be meditating is the book of Ephesians. In Brother Hagin's book, The Authority of the Believer, he invites people even before they open his book to read the book, the first three chapters of Ephesians, several times. And there's a prayer in that first chapter, which is this. You can pray it for yourself. It's a Holy Spirit anointed prayer. I pray it for myself. I pray it for our president. It goes like this. And I'm going to pray it personalized. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 17, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened that I might know. And then the prayer prays for three things that I might get my eyes enlightened about. We're going to skip right down to the third thing, which is verse 19. In our prayer, we're praying, Lord, help us, give us an enlightenment to understand the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world and age, but also in that which is to come. And you have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air. But God, verse 4, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And so, in the words of Macmillan, we have a ministry this is because when God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised the church from the dead and seated him at his own right hand. When God raised the head of the church, Jesus, he raised the body of the church, the body of Christ, the church, and seated us at his own right hand. There at his right hand, we are far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and we can exercise authority. How would this authority be exercised? I took an item from the news this past week to give you an example. I'm sure you heard that there were a group of terrorists, some of them illegal aliens, Albanians, Muslims, extreme Muslims, who were plotting to go into Fort Dix, New Jersey, and to open fire, to storm Fort Dix with automatic machine guns and semi-automatic rifles and kill as many soldiers as they could. Now, to their neighbors, they appeared harmless. They played paintball. They trained in a camp in the Pocono Mountains. But they didn't raise too much suspicion, except by an alert video store clerk. When they came in to get copies of the videos they'd made transferred over to DVDs, he was alerted because of the things they were doing, and he contacted the authorities, and the FBI then scoped them out, and we were averted a terrible tragedy. Can you imagine what it would have been like if you woke up one morning and you heard that these automatic weapons had gone off and just slaughtered our soldiers. These people, I'm telling you, in that business at Kosovo, I heard a soldier say we might have been on the wrong side because we took, and genocide is a terrible thing wherever it comes, but we took very militant people from Albania and housed them in Fort Dix. Now, without going into that argument on whether we should have done that or not, I believe that this plot was uncovered not only by this alert store clerk, but possibly by prayers using their authority in the New Jersey area. You see, you can do that. The Bible says that everything is open and nothing covered to the one with whom we have to do, that's the Lord. But he said to us, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. He gave the authority on the earth to us. This is how it can work. Believers in New Jersey going up every single day, and we'll tell you how to do that tomorrow, and sitting in the heavenlies and saying, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over New Jersey, over where I'm sitting today, over Fort Dix, where my husband is. I take authority in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you, Satan, and any of the plots that you are planning in this area. I command you cease and desist in your maneuvers. You be found out. We pray that often in Israel. We pray it about Israel. So many bomb plots are overturned, or there'll be what they call a work accident. Somebody working on a bomb will be blown up. When believers take their authority, things happen. Bless the Lord. We want you to order this book, The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, only $8. Just give us a telephone call right now to 1-800-972-3447. You can also go online to Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. And while you're online, maybe you want to click the link to John Hagee and his CUFI, actually, Christians United for Israel. We're going to Washington, D.C., July 16 through 19. It requires registration. Come and stand with us in the offices of all our congressmen and senators and saying to them, we want you to stand with Israel. We have a Champions for Christ youth rally coming up July 23rd through 27th right here in Branson. They have fun at everything. I'm one of the speakers, but they've got lots of better speakers than me, young speakers. All the kids just love it. Great things happen. You can register online or call us at that number. We have a prayer school beginning June through 5th through 8th with Lynn Hammond. You can pray with Lynn and me. We have to limit it to 200 people, but you can pray with us and we'll study prayer all day long from June 5th through June 8th. And I want you to come to my eschatology school. I really want to get into that book of Ezekiel. We're going to be doing that in August. You can register online. We're going into Ezekiel and the prophets and a great new discovery I'm going to tell you about. Possibly the finding of the original book of Ezekiel on tablets. I've been there. I've got pictures. Come and study with us in August. BillyBrim.org or telephone us today at 1-800-972-3447. And until then, shalom, shalom.